Yesterday, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo tried the Red Cherry Coffee Roasters El Salvador Cup of Excellence Finca La Siberia, which was just beautiful. Well, today it's on to, still with the same roaster, Red Cherry Coffee Roasters from Whitstable in Kent that I met on the weekend, which was such a delightful encounter. And we cupped those two coffees. And I remember that coffee that I'm going to describe to you now, the Sumatra Aceh Gegarang, I hope that's the way you pronounce it, an organic fair trade bean. I remember Audrey, the master roaster, telling me that she really enjoys natural processes. And the reason being that they are very full-bodied, very creamy. And this one is a semi-washed coffee. Or semi-washed and wet-hulled. A process that involves kind of part drying of the freshly pulped beans before removing the parchment and then allowing the swollen and blanched beans to be sun-dried to a deep green color. So this is the way this Sumatran bean has been processed, this organic bean. And I must say, I've pulled it through the R58 and it was thick and rich. Now, this is a bean that was roasted on the 20th of August. Today, we're the 3rd of September. Optimum window again for it was obviously put in a well-sealed, one-way valved, lovely bag with a lovely label on it that describes exactly what's in there. So a lot of love and attention goes into everything Red Cherry Roasters do, actually. And on the cupping table, this bean smelled so sweet in its ground state. And then when the water was poured on it, again, a very lovely mouthfeel. I remember it distinctively. And now, pulling a shot with it and putting my lips to a double shot, 18 grounds of coffee that just ran like a dream into my little shot glass. It is an absolutely amazing, sensational feeling and taste that I've actually really never had before. Now, I'm going to put my lips to it again to be able to describe this better to you. Wow, I mean, it's got everything you want out of an espresso that gives you a journey. The mouthfeel is silky. It's beautiful, it's got some fruitiness, it's got some sweetness in there, and it's got also this kind of a bit of chocolatey flavor, as well as mixing with something extremely pleasantly fruity, like a sweet, I don't know, I can't really describe it, but you know what I do, I never really read exactly what's on the packet and what the roaster or the cupper wants you to taste in the cup, because of course that is a good guideline. But when you're evaluating yourself and you're trying to hone your palate yourself, it is good to just do it almost blindly. Of course, this is not totally blindly because, as I said, I cupped it. But again, opening the bag, you know, you can see the different process that's been applied to the beans when you open different bags and you know what the processes are. Now, I know that Audrey Master Roaster is very keen in this process, and now I really understand why. Now, these beans are organically grown and they come from a cooperative. I'm now reading what it says on the bag, so they're coming from a cooperative with about 46 members in it. And they're grown at high altitude, 1,500 to 1,600, little villages near Lake Tawa in Aceh. And the varietals are Bourbon and P88, obviously 100% Arabica. We don't touch anything else but Arabica beans here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. And all the artists and roasters that I know and that I've come to know and that have become friends are all down that same route of really getting the best beans possible. So this is quite an experience, I must say. And it ran so beautifully into my shot glass. I mean, a dream to watch. And then, of course, when you put your lips to it, full of anticipation as what is actually going to how you, what you're going to meet when it actually touches your tongue and your palate was, well, it is just amazing. Wow, I mean, It is so sweet and so fruity, and it's got a bit of kind of, the mouthfeel alone is beautiful. So what I need to do now, obviously, if I've calmed down a bit with my passion for this coffee, I'll have to put milk to it and see how it actually works in a flat white. But I tell you what, red cherry roasters are small, they're artisan, they've got a 3 kilogram gas-driven drum roaster, and they just know what they're doing. Unbelievable. Really, really, well, why do I say unbelievable? Just because I'm in awe of it. Really beautiful. So again, I can only congratulate Audrey and John for what they're doing. So stay tuned, because I'm going to put milk to this, and I wonder if my journey is going to be even better. Well, can we top this? I don't know.